cutie.
We made eye contact.
Misconnections.
That was me staring.
There are only two places to find true love. One of those would be the service department at my car dealership the other day when there was a little bit of confusion about checking the oil. The other would be the pages of Craigslist.org. These are actual misconnections from Craigslist. Every week we scour that website to bring you the best that it has to offer. This first misconnection is titled "Ridiculously Beautiful Babe at the Ball Game, Man for Woman 27. You were the blonde hottie, sporting an extra dark spray tan and sparkly pink baseball cap.
Oh, man.
I was the red-bearded dude 9 rows behind you that kept yelling.
Yeah, that really, really limits the people that were behind her.
Right. You had a ball game. I'm sure a lot of people were yelling. We made eye contact right before the 7th inning stretch. I winked at you with my black eye.
Okay, now that is a good descriptor. Memorable. I mean, you're going to be able to find that guy from that description.
If you're wondering, I got it when I accidentally kneed myself in the face while doing a cannonball into my friend's jacuzzi.
Oh, man. This guy sounds like a good time.
Yeah. It's still swollen, but it's not too swollen to notice your all-American beauty.
Oh.
I was surprised that you flirted back by blinking extra slow and then licking your lower lip.
Whoa.
I was actually impressed on how short and pointy your tongue was.
Pointy?
I don't know if that's a compliment, but...
Or an insult. I'm confused, too.
What?
The rest of the game, I couldn't take my eyes off you. I even saw you stare at me while taking a big bite of a hot dog. It was actually too big of a bite because I think you choked on it a tiny bit.
Heimlich.
And gagged the rest of it up in your friend's empty beer cup.
Oh,
sexy.
Hey. Hey, if he is still attracted to her after that, I mean.
But the cool thing, we still held eye contact the entire time.
Wow.
I saw you leave shortly after that incident, but didn't have the guts to follow. Also, our team was up by 4 runs, and I didn't want to jinx them by leaving my seat. Let's do it again. From Ramon. Let's do it again.
She just wants to have that interaction.
I feel like maybe she was just eating a hot dog normally, and he was staring at her, and she saw him staring and then choked on the hot dog and left. This next misconnection is titled, "The Only Crime You Committed Is Theft of My Heart."
Oh,
woman
man.
For man, 29, in the courtroom. I was juror number 4 at your trial for drug possession, assault, and criminal battery. You were the sexy man with the neck tattoo that said hard to love, easy to hate. And then in parentheses it says, I don't believe that for 1 second, playa. With a bunch of laughs.
You got no haters.
Every time we made eye contact during your testimony, I felt my entire body tremble. I think those are love shakes, and I don't get them very often.
This is obviously the only woman in the world who enjoys jury duty.
The shakes made it hard to concentrate on the case, but I did notice that your court-appointed lawyer was doing his best to keep you out of trouble.
Yeah.
I actually thought you might get out of it until the other side brought up indisputable video evidence.
Oh, yeah, that's hard to go come back from.
Then, to make matters worse, they called 4 separate eyewitnesses to the stand, and all 4 said without a doubt they saw you at the crime scene.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
That's not going to bode well for you.
You need to know I still voted to acquit you in the jury room.
Shut up!
Until my peers convinced me otherwise.
Of course they did. They're like, what are you doing, Mary?
You're like, but he's so hot.
Yeah, right?
Also, I didn't expect it, but I loved your adorable outburst when they said you were guilty. Were you doing that just to show off for me? He was probably upset because he's probably spending some time in jail. Anyway.
Yeah. His life is ruined.
I don't know why, but I always fall for the bad boys.
Oh, man.
Give me a shout in about 2 to 4 years, depending on your behavior.
Oh, no.
I'll look for you, naughty boy. Juror number 4.
Oh, oh man.
This next Craigslist misconnection is titled "Awkward First Meeting. Man for Woman 32 EDM Concert." Met you on Saturday night at the EDM show. You were the brunette dressed as a rave kitty with a pair of cat ears on your head and rainbow whiskers painted on your cheeks.
You know, it sounds like that would be, you know, something that only she would be wearing, but you know, where they were, that could have been anybody, right?
I was the shirtless guy who was freaking out because I thought my candy necklace had come alive and was eating my face.
No!
Oh, my God.
God, it sounds like a good time.
We were dancing next to each other, and our shoulders were rubbing. I regretted my decision to not wear a shirt because the next thing I knew, some of my shoulder hair got onto your back strap.
Ew. Oh, my gosh.
While very painful, It was even more awkward to ask you to stop dancing and untangle my body hair from your bag.
Oh my God.
How much body hair do you have, sir? Yeah,
some guys have puffs of hair.
We went over to the grassy hill, got to talking, and eventually started making out.
Oh.
We rolled around kissing passionately for a solid 25 minutes.
Dang,
it was one of the most intense and violent makeouts of my life.
Violent?
In a good way.
In a good way, okay.
Although at one point you sucked on my lower lip so hard, I believe you gave me a few small lip blisters.
Oh no.
I hope that's where you got the blisters from.
Eventually the pain in my mouth caused us to cut our face smash session short.
Oh.
He's like, I'm tapping out, it hurts too much.
They're breathing heavy, just, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That was rough.
Mercy.
But I'm hoping to pick up where we left off as soon as my lip blisters heal. The doctor says in 5 to 6 days is best case scenario. Until then, I'll be Vaselining my lips in preparation of seeing you. What an amazing love story.
Yeah,
either
that's
that or he didn't actually see anybody. He just imagined that all by himself on a grassy knoll.
And busting his lip open.
At an EDM show, yep.